Hi, I'm Miriam. I'm a queen. I don't know if that's important. I'm a card, but I just happen to be a queen.
Sure.
Okay.
And,
Hi, I'm Peter. I'm a four. Sorry. Or whatever. No, I'm not sorry, but yeah, I'm a four.
Okay, so we have a queen and Peter, a four.
Yeah, sorry.
Can I just say something? I just wanted to straight off the bat just say, because I am and I identify as a queen,
sure.
I don't want this to be a thing. And I'm getting a little bit of a, like, it's a thing for you.
For me? No, well, you outrank me. She outranks me by a lot. And so I can't deny that. But I know what you mean. You don't look down on me, but I definitely look up
and
at
I got that from you. I got that. And I just want to kind of dispel that kind of whole thing, if we can right now, just so that we can see each other as...
Yeah, we're just, we're just two cards.
Yeah.
Just a couple cards.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Sorry.
Well, not to get into it too quickly, but I mean, you're all, every card in the deck is the same when you flip them over. You know,
yes.
They're all the same.
Yeah,
yes.
They are.
Right. That's so true. I mean, other decks are different. They look different.
Yes.
But
yeah.
As far as our own deck goes, and that's all you see. If the person has put the cards away correctly in the deck, that's all you see is the back of the next card.
Mm-hmm. That's actually something I wanted to ask you about. Have you all ever been in that situation where you are in a deck back in the box and you've ended up face to face with another card?
Yeah, that can be awkward.
Yeah?
That can be awkward. Just because I feel like, well, I don't. My eyes don't close, so I'm just always...
And I don't have eyes.
And so...
So I don't even think about that.
Yeah, so I can be, like, I'm just like, I'm not staring at you, but I am staring at you. And I don't want them to feel like, oh, do I need to dress up? Or how do I do my life? So I don't want anyone to feel self-conscious, but I am, in fact, just checking them out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I realize it feels like a weird question now, but just for our listeners, what suit are you?
We are, well, we're red, and it's the shape that's like, it's like an even thing.
It's kind of like a stylized triangle-ish.
Yeah. But with it's almost like two triangles.
Yeah.
It's like a triangle.
So diamond. You're the...
Diamond? Okay.
All right.
You're not familiar with the...
No. I have to be honest, I'm not really up on current events or...
Yeah, I feel like there's a lot of terms that humans throw around about cards.
Yeah.
And we don't look at each other that way.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, we would never consider ourselves wild, but then you hear that term thrown around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Twos are wild or... Eights are wild or whatever. They just sort of decide, like, all of those cards are wild.
Right. And what exactly does that mean?
What does that mean? Because...
It kind of has a derogatory...
I guess it does.
Yeah.
You know, because I've met a lot of twos, and they're just
regular,
very regular,
easygoing.
Yeah.
Good cards.
Yeah, really good cards.
Do you know what... I mean, do you know what... When we're playing a game and we say, you know, twos or fours are wild,
sure.
What that means...
Well, fours are out to me again. It's a little like, excuse me, what did I do? But no, not, I don't, do you, I don't know what it means when they say that. Again, I just assume it means they're hard to handle. Maybe they jump out of your hand. I don't know what it means.
I don't know either. I know that there's a lot of excitement mm-hmm. around that time. And it's very, what's happening here. But
right, because it kind of changes the game a little bit.
It does.
It's like all of a sudden things aren't. That whole ranking system is like thrown out the window.
Yeah.
Which I love. I love
that. I guess that would be good for you, right? Because you're kind of...
Yeah. Again, I just would love to be seen for who, you know, I just happen to be this. I am truly, I'm one of you. I identify mm-hmm. as a card. And I don't need to have that placed on me. Like,
sure.
I try to wear it lightly.
And you do. You definitely do.
I hope so.
I don't think that, you know, nobody else in the deck thinks like, well, here comes the queen triangle. Oh, what's it called again?
Diamonds.
Diamonds, yeah. I was going to say double triangle. But no, nobody says that. Does that happen with humans? That you just, there's some people where one human is, I mean, I guess humans don't have numbers on their faces or letters on their faces.
Mm-hmm.
Or they don't. Humans also aren't the same upside down as they are right side up, which I think is a card specific thing that a lot of humans aren't like
that. I never thought about that.
That's true.
Like if you turn a human upside down, the feet are on the top.
Right.
But that's not how it is with cards.
No.
Well, you're a, Peter, you're a four, and Miriam, you're a queen of diamonds. Have you two ever been part of the same hand?
I mean, we have to have been, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, the one, do you remember that was one of the smaller people?
Mm-hmm.
Children?
Yes.
Yeah, oh, yeah, the little ones, the sticky ones. And one of the gray people.
An old person.
It happens so one by one. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't all come down together.
No.
Was I the last one?
I think you might have been.
I think you were there, and I know the ace was there, because I remember I was just sitting at the top of the deck, just waiting my turn.
Minding your own business.
Minding my business. No idea what was going on the table with her and everybody else. Meanwhile, I get flipped over, and I'm going. So I get flipped, and I'm looking. I can see the new one.
The child.
Got a flush, and we were both in it. And I just immediately start beaming, and I know what's happening. And then when I lay face up, looking up
all
at him.
All of us beaming. Yeah. Just it was great. It was really joyful experience.
Yeah, I mean, you never know where you're going to get put, and you never know who you're going to get put next to. And every once in a while,
it's magic.
It's magic. It's just magic.
It's magic. Yeah.
It's super fun. The old one was mad.
It was a big deal.
Very
because
big
then
deal.
The other people got involved, and they got really upset.
Yeah, stop fighting.
Yeah,
this is your grandson. What are you doing? Why are you so angry?
Yeah, why do you have to be like that? It's your own flesh and blood.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
That was
which
really,
I didn't understand. It seemed very intense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I think I remember looking at you and I think we were both like, oh boy. this would not happen if this was a group of cards playing humans. You know, the cards are much more chill.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Well, that's a case where, you know, when you're the last card there, say what you will about the hierarchy, but that's a case where you, as a four of diamonds, coming out as the last card, there's a lot of other cards that could have come off of that deck that would have disappointed everyone, but, you know, it was you. You were the one everybody wanted.
Right. Though, can I just say, If it's a different suit and there's four of them and you show up, the looks you get, man. If it's four of the circle, the black one with the three circles, if it's four of those.
Clubs.
Clubs, yeah. It's not like a bat club. It's different. How is that a club?
I actually don't know how that's a club.
Because it's like a dark thing and it just has like three bumps on it.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense to me.
Well, maybe they act like a club. Maybe that's what it is. Because if there's four of them and you show up, they
get very clicky.
They get very clicky.
Hello.
Hi, I'm calling for Ken.
Yes. Hello.
Hello. So, Ken, I'm calling because you've collected cards your whole life. You're a historian of cards.
Yeah.
I'm calling because I have a question. Why is a club called a club?
Well, that's a good question, and it shouldn't be called a club, if you like. Technically, we in England and the States now, we borrowed the French suit signs.
The French suit signs, those are the shapes that we in the U.S. here know, heart, diamond, spade, so on.
Yeah, but we didn't borrow the names properly. The Italian and the Spanish suit systems are swords, money, cups, and clubs, batons. But what we've done is we've borrowed the name from the Italo-Spanish suit system and applied it to what is actually French suit signs, a clover leaf.
I see.
So it's very confusing.
So I wanted to ask also just a few questions about cards.
Yeah.
I read something once that there is some connection between the ace card and a tax on playing cards.
That is absolutely right. No, that's good. Yeah, of course, like a lot of things that are popular, governments tend to think, oh gosh, we can make some money out of this.
Uh-huh.
And in the early 18th century, a tax was brought in. Now, initially, it was just a tiny stamp on any card.
Mm-hmm.
But then in 1765, a new system of collecting the tax on playing cards, the government started printing the aces of spades. And the card makers had to buy the aces from the government.
So do I understand correctly that, you know, during that period, if I'm playing with a deck of cards, the ace of spades, that actual card, is essentially kind of the receipt for the tax being paid?
Absolutely. And if you were found faking the ace of spades, you could actually be hanged. And somebody was. Harding, in 1805, was hanged for forging the ace of spades.
Wow.
And that's why it's called the death card. Yeah.
Well, tell me, can I ask you, I'm curious how you got interested in playing cards.
Well, no, it's a weird one, this. When I was in my pram, believe it or not, I was in my pram. Now, this would be probably early 1944.
Uh-huh.
My father, who'd been drafted into the army, he brought back a pack of cards, and I suppose just to intrigue me or whatever it was, he gave them to me, and I can remember sitting in my pram gazing at these things.
What?
But somehow or other that stuck. Ever since I can remember, I was absolutely over the moon about it. I just sit there playing with the cards.
Wow, so you kind of imprinted on cards, or cards imprinted on you as a baby.
Absolutely. And don't ask me how it happened, but other than the way I've just explained it, but it did, and I've never sort of lost that, I don't know, intimate feeling with them.
Well, Peter, Miriam, is there a joker in your deck?
Is there
oh
ever?
Boy, yeah.
Yeah, he's a bit much.
Yeah, you say bit, lots of bits, so many bits. It never ends. It's exhausting. It's because you always feel like you have to answer. Like, that was great, good job, and he doesn't even like. Clock it. He doesn't register it. He just keeps going.
Right.
And it's just like, do you even need me here?
Right. Right. Exactly. Yeah. Always on, I think.
Always on. And needy.
Needy too. And also he'll do this thing where like he does impressions of, because I think he's allowed to be wild. So he can be other cards. So he's like, I'm a four. And I'm like, I don't talk like that, man.
I know.
Why are you doing? That's not what I sound like.
And he says that. He goes, I'm queen. He does it the exact same way about everybody. He doesn't even try it. It's lazy.
No.
It's just so lazy. And I know you know you shouldn't talk about comedy. Take the funny out of it, right? So
right.
It's like, but I'm telling you, this guy, I mean, it's not my gig, but yikes. Like, tone it down.
Yeah. And it's like he keeps saying like, this is my art form. And you're like, I think there's no art to this.
He's a bit handsy too.
Oh, see, I don't get that.
Yeah, no, I know. But it's just, that's the
tough.
Other part of it. That's just like, okay, we're good.
Right.
Yeah. We are good.
Right.
It's a problem in comedy.
Yeah.
I want to ask you all to describe what it's like to get shuffled.
Oh, getting shuffled?
Terrifying, but also exhilarating.
Right, right, because you come out so stiff. When you're first printed and you're in the deck, you're so stiff, everyone near you is stiff. And it's like, what's going on? What are we doing? And you're covered in plastic.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Which you never are again. And you're just scared, and it's everything is new. And then also you're all in order. So yeah. I had the three behind me and the five in front of me.
And I thought, this is it. This is the way, this is how it goes.
Yeah, you just exist like this.
I mean, I bought into all that shit at the beginning. Can I swear here? I don't know. But I just, you know, I did. I bought the whole thing. And then it was like, hello?
And then you're just tossed about, and they twist you and bend you in these ways.
And the sounds, it's really loud.
Then it happens, and then, you know, if there's an older deck there, they're like, oh, okay, look at these guys. They just, they get shuffled for the first time.
Newbies,
exactly. And then, but then it's great.
Yeah.
Oh, it's great.
Then you really get to stretch out, and you kind of, you're like, oh, who am I?
Yeah. Here's a funny thing about shuffling, though. When you shuffle, the order that the cards go in could really be anything.
Sure.
Because it could be an ace and then a two, or an ace and then a three, and also all the different suits. The number of possible arrangements of cards, that number is an eight followed by 67 zeros.
67.
So I don't know what that's called.
I have no idea.
Quantalian man something. Whatever it is, that's those are the odds. So when you shuffle, it's incredibly likely that that order that you come up with has never existed before.
So when I shuffle a deck of cards,
yes,
the order that I create with that shuffle,
yes,
odds are it has never before existed on Earth.
That specific order of card 1 through card 52 has never existed before. Isn't that incredible?
I love that.
And I just heard that the other day. I got left in a book.
I've been bookmarked too.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's really fun.
That's how I get to learn stuff.
Yeah, I've got into like metaphysics with that.
Right, because your face is right there. You might as well read it.
It was really interesting. And I was like, what the, you know,
yeah,
it really
I was in a math
my...
book. And I think the person was just, was looking at it. And I looked at this and I couldn't believe it. Every time you shuffle a deck of cards, a whole new world is created.
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting, you know, with what you were saying about that you used to be sort of more, the hierarchy used to make sense to you in a way that it doesn't now.
I bought into it.
Well, you started out in that hierarchy, and then when you're shuffled, you start to see the world differently. You know, you're not always right next to between the king and the jack.
And that's okay.
Yep.
You know, like it was not okay at first, and I was just like, no, I have to be here, and we have to be in order, and then I was just like, I'm holding so tightly.
Right.
And I need to let go. I need to let go. I want to be like a tower. Like I want to be, I don't want any.
Like in a card tower?
I want.
Oh, like a house of cards.
Yes. That's what I want. Where it doesn't matter, you know, who I am. That would make me truly happy.
That's really cool. And there could be a two on the top. The top of a house of cards could be a two.
Yes.
I didn't even think about that.
You could be at the top.
Well, that's.
Well, I just.
Yeah. I mean.
Maybe own that. Just own it for a little bit. Try it on. Walk around with it, you know? See what that feels like.
Yeah, maybe next time I'm dealt, that's how I'll feel. Yeah. Like, I get taken out of the pack. Like, oh, today I might be the top of a house of cards.
Let's see what that feels like. Why don't you try and, you know, cast your mind in there?
Okay.
We've built a big tower of cards.
Right.
All 52 cards somehow. This is a very big house of cards.
Big.
And at the very tip top, it's you. And it would have, I guess
I'd have
another,
to be leaning
on
somebody.
Yeah, so you and another.
Sure.
Do you want to lean? Can I lean my head against yours?
Absolutely.
That would be cool. And then we'd kind of be, not that this is literally looking down on the other cards, but we'd be looking down on the other cards, you know. And some of them might be looking up. Most of them probably would just be looking side to side. But some of them might be looking up and saying, hey, guys, I see you.
And that could be me.
Yeah.
That could be me one day.
It could be a king. It could be an ace looking up at a four. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That, my mother would be really proud. That would be, if I knew, I mean, I don't know who she is, but if I had a mother, I think she'd be proud of that. That's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
This is Everything is Alive. The show is produced by Jennifer Mills and me, Ian Chillog, with Eva Walchover. Our editor is Hillary Frank. thanks, as always, to Emily Spivak. Miriam, the Queen, was played by Miriam Tolan. Peter, the Four, was played by Peter Gross. You can see Peter in the movie The Menu, which comes out this Friday. I'm very excited to see this movie. We should all go see this movie. We'd like to thank Dr. Ken Lodge for talking to us about playing cards. He has collected cards his whole life since he was a baby and has published many books on the subject. We're grateful to the writing of Cassandra Lee, from whom we first learned that every time you shuffle a deck of cards, it is almost certain that the arrangement of cards has never before existed on Earth. Everything is Alive is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX, Audrey Martovich, executive producer, and Yuri Lasordo, director of network operations. This episode has been our season finale, so it'll be a little while till we come back. Thank you all so much for joining us here, and we'll see you in a bit.
I would have assumed, just with the way human relationships work, that you were married to the King of Diamonds.
Yeah.
Is that?
Yes, technically, but emotionally, no.
Oh, interesting.
No. Radiotopia.